Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. Well, we often forget that Labor Day was a time set aside to recognize unions and other labor organizations. And to mark the occasion, the Juno Central Labor Day Council holds an annual picnic. And joining us right now in the studio, it's great to have you guys. Miguel Rohrbacher is here, who's a political organizer for the Alaska Public Employees Association. And Trenton English, the coordinator for the Juneau Central Labor Council. He's the business rep for the Laborers Union in Juneau. Do I got all that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks to both of you for coming in and talking to us. So what are some of the things that you want people to know about when they reflect on this Labor Day weekend and having a day off? And what are some of the things that maybe you think, people don't think about it this way, but it's more than just the time to kick back and have off?
So I would say, the struggle, the strife that a lot of American working men and women dealt with and still deal to a degree. For a lot of people, it's the end of summer, beginning of fall. But it's a day to celebrate the American worker. I don't know if Miguel wants to add to that.
Yeah, I think coming off of the pandemic, we recognize some things about kind of what we take for granted. And I think while a lot of people, were at home, at working from home and doing that, I've been thinking about the last couple of years, just the people who were, still out working in service jobs and in jobs that were, quote unquote, essential and doing that and putting themselves at risk. So yeah, that struggle continues, and there's lots of this is a great time to celebrate all of the contributions of workers, especially over the last 3 years.
Is this a tough time for unions right now?
It's a yes and no. We're in a.
What would you say about the state of unions right now in our country? I mean, it seems like in some ways it's under attack, and in some ways people are understanding the strength of unions.
I would agree with that.
I think we've always known in the labor movement what the power of organizing is, of being able to negotiate your wages and benefits as a group rather than as an individual. And that's something that we've always known. I think it's something that kind of enemies of unions have always known. And in the way, because they've always gone after that with right-to-work legislation and trying to strip back union protections. But I think it's something that the general public hasn't always been cognizant of. And in the last over the last 2 or 3 years, Gallup has done some polling that's shown that favorability among Americans for unions is at the highest that it's been since the 60s. I think now it's like 68%, and among young people it's like 75%. And the numbers of ununionized workers, non-organized workers, who, when polled say they would join a union, is at the highest level it's ever been. So I think people are kind of starting to get the message on that. But there's definitely
been so
people
many
trying
high,
to keep that
been,
out.
Yeah, there's been so many high-profile stories, especially Amazon, the new tech economy, and how workers in that economy have been unprotected by unions for a while, and the strength of those workforces starting to want to unionize. That's all it seems like it's a whole new wave of and a different type of organization that may be happening with unions. Is that true?
I think it's the first time this is the first time in my lifetime that I've seen workers, when their bosses say, "You're better off not unionized," not taking their bosses at their word and not taking that, for granted, and kind of asking those questions of what should our wages and working conditions be, and why don't you want us to come together and negotiate that on a collective basis? And I think people are starting to think in those terms. I know Starbucks around the country has been organizing, and we're seeing new organizing even in Alaska. Luckily, Alaska's always kind of led the nation in union density, especially for a state of our kind of demographic makeup. It's pretty uncommon or pretty rare. So like South Carolina is the lowest in the country. I think they've got like 4% union membership or even lower than that. Alaska's always been number 3 or 4 or 5. I think right now we're sitting at 5. And we've got 18, almost 20% of the workforce is unionized. And I, for one, my own opinion is that that's one of the reasons why our standard of living in Alaska is so high, is we've built on that.
Yeah, interesting. And, I mean, I guess some of the – a lot of the workforce in Alaska is government workforce, right? So a lot of government workers are unionized. There's probably large parts of the industries in Alaska that are not typically unionized. What are some of those, and what's room for a union organization in those?
Pipeline.
There is quite a bit of union up on the pipeline as far as installing it, working on it, maintaining it. The building trades, definitely, they hold pretty strong in this state. I mean, it's even on Davis-Bacon jobs, even when non-union contractors and employees, they're making wages that were bargained by the union. So Davis-Bacon, it's bargained every year through the different locals, and those prices go out. And whether you union or non-union.
Can you describe that term you're using, Bacon, David?
So Davis-Bacon,
I'm gonna
get wrong if I try to quote the exact history on it, but it's basically it puts a fair level. When you go in and you bid on a federally funded or a state funded project, there's a set wage, a minimum wage that has to be paid out to the men and women that work on that project, and that wage is negotiated yearly by the unions, union, non union alike. You're making a wage that was negotiated through a union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even if you're someone that's not in a union, you've been benefiting from a lot of the hard work that's been put in by the people that are negotiating for the
100%.
Union.
Yeah, the wage you're making is a reflection of the union that bargained it.
Yeah.
And that extends to the rest of the economy too. I think if you know, a lot like road building or building development projects, like, you know, on the pipeline or even here in Juneau, vast majority of those are union construction jobs, and that I don't want to use the word trickle down, but that kind of trickles down to the rest of the economy and raises wages comparatively. But, you know, there's a lot of areas that are unionized. You wouldn't know it until you're working in a union or a member of a union. But Alaska Airlines pilots are unionized. Safeway grocery store employees are unionized. You know, kind of outside of government, there's quite a few employees and workforces that have kind of over the last 100 years recognized the value of this and put it into effect. So that's what we're celebrating this weekend. We're having
Let's talk about the picnic a little bit. Let's
having that picnic,
there. Yeah.
Sandy Beach, 11 to 2. There's, if you show up early, there'll be ribs. I don't know how long those will last.
Show up early for those.
That's definitely a show up early.
Can't show
deal.
Up late and expect ribs.
No, but for those of you that don't get up bright and early, there'll be chicken. There'll be hot dogs. There's games for the kids. There's cheeseburgers. There'll still be stuff to do. Come out. Everyone's invited. Friends, family. If you're hungry, come down. We got food. We're ready to feed you.
And then, if people who are union represented now are interested in getting more involved in sort of the governance and those kinds of parts of their union, how would you recommend that they do that?
So most of us, and I'm not sure about Miguel's, we have monthly meetings. There's nothing that happens in a union that the members don't sign off on. It's a democratic process. Everything is voted on. Any motion, you got to get the approval of the membership. Down to paying the bills, the members approve it. So it's very, very involved. You have to show up to be involved. But if you want to, there's nothing that stops you.
Yeah, and I just say, you know, if you're a union member, you're listening right now, the main responsibilities of being a union member are, you know, participating in the union and contributing towards the upkeep of it. It's just like anything else, any other organization you're part of or even our democracy, you got to make sure you show up and vote, show up and volunteer, do those things, and that's what keeps the thing going. And you know, in the case of this picnic, we're going to have lots of volunteers setting stuff up. I think every volunteer job is available, except Trenton tells me not cooking the chicken. That's his job. So nobody else.
Trying to protect the
He's
public.
Trying to protect that. But
he's doing his due diligence part of, yeah.
I'm telling you, it's good. It's good food, though. There's probably no better kind of barbecue out there than a union barbecue, especially those building trades guys know what they're doing when it comes to grilled and smoked meat.
Very cool. Sounds great. All right. Well, Miguel Rohrbacher, thanks so much. Miguel is the Miguel's the political organizer for the Alaska Public Employees Association, and Trenton English, coordinator for the Juneau Central Labor Council and the business rep for the Laborers Union of Juneau. Anything else you guys want to cover? Or is that it's good? Thanks
I think
so much.
We're
covered. Thanks for just the general discussion too. I appreciate it.
I got one thing.
Okay.
At Auk Bay Yoga through September 10th. If you're a union member, you can get a free yoga class. You go to akbayyoga.com, enter the discount code UNION. Lizzie Solger, who's one of the business reps for one of the other public employees unions, she's a yoga teacher as well, and she's offering that all week. So
union yoga.
Get some
I
union yoga and then some union ribs.
All right. There you go. It's a union shop there. All right. Thanks so much to both of you. Really appreciate it.